Joining me on the phone this morning, nice and early too, is one third of the award-winning, multiple award-winning washboard union, Chris Dunner Duncombe. How are you?
I'm really good. It's nice to hear your voice.
It's great to hear your voice too. I was just thinking back, Chris, the first time I met and saw you guys perform was way back at the CCMAs in Halifax when we were all there and you guys were teaching us the very, very intricate chant to Shot of Glory to sing along with you guys.
Yes. That was our very first CCMAs.
That was so much fun.
And we got to know everybody for the first time that year, which was really great.
Yeah. And can you believe, like, it feels like 5 minutes ago, and yet it feels like a really long time ago, too.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that as I kind of look back a little bit, that it has been a minute. It just feels as though nothing stopped. I mean, when you're in a band, you're in one sort of zone or another. You're either writing, you're recording, you're shooting videos, you're promoting a record, or you're back to writing the next one. And so you're just kind of always in one mode or another headspace-wise.
I bet. My goodness. Like, 5 albums out now, and I didn't realize, because, you know, I consider myself a pretty big Washboard Union fan, I didn't realize that you and Aaron and David once went by the name Run GMC.
We did, a lifetime ago.
What was that about?
Well, we grew up just on old country and bluegrass, and all had this love of old trucker songs, Red Sovine, C.W. McCall, Roger Miller, all that good stuff, in addition to all the bluegrass we grew up on. And so when the three of us actually started playing music together, like Tuesday nights in our basement, it was called Trucker Tuesdays, and we would play all our favorite songs. And this is before we really started to write together. We all were writers individually, but that's where it kind of started. Run GMC was where it all began for us, when we realized people would pay us money and give us free beer if we did what we were doing in our basement on stage. So
I love that. Motivated by free beer.
That's it.
That's so awesome, Chris. Well, I wanted to ask you, how are you guys doing? Pandemically speaking, how have you been over the last year and a half?
Yeah, thanks for asking. I'm just going to grab some water here.
Yeah,
while we're
for
talking.
Sure.
We've been really good. I think we had to learn very quickly that things were going to be different. And the one thing that kept us sane during this was music. And and I'm so excited that that was the same thing that seemed to be helpful for a lot of other people. We wrapped up the recording of Everbound and literally struck the last chord, left Nashville. A tornado struck Nashville not long after the pandemic gripped the world.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, the horse was out of the barn when it came to the record. We really had an opportunity to park this record, come back to it when things went back to normal, or put it out. And I'm so glad that we did.
Yeah.
Because there was these sort of seeds of hope and limitlessness on this record that, you know, fans of Washboard have reached out back to us and said, you know, this was a great record to come out at the time that it did. So I'll be forever grateful for that.
Well, even the title, Everbound, it sort of, there's something in it. It gives you hope. Just the title.
Yeah, and we couldn't find the right title for this record, to be honest. We, you know, when you think back to What We're Made Of, obviously that's a song. In My Bones is a line that comes from Maybe It's the Moonshine.
Yeah.
But with this record, the right title was Making Up a Word. And Everbound for us was that made up word by the three of us that just encapsulated that hope that if you could wake up with that same sort of wonder you had as a kid, that unjaded wonder, and you could drink a cup of that every day, that would be great for all of us.
Heck
and
yeah,
it's a reminder for all of us. So Everbound really for us encapsulated that feeling.
It's a great word. I'm glad you guys invented it. I think it's really cool.
Maybe it'll catch on.
I think it will, definitely. I noticed too on your socials, you guys did a lot of streaming, kind of live from the mountain. How was that for you?
It was great. And it, you know, it's just been great for our fans to have reached out back to us and say, you know, thanks for doing these because we love them. Mm-hmm. We were writing in that cabin, that same place during this whole time. And to be able to sort of take some of what we were doing and play some old songs, some of our favorite songs out there that other people had written too, and wrap it up in Live from the Mountain. I think we've done 15 of them now.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love that we can just kind of throw a few lights on and go live and just do what the three of us do when we're writing in a room. And so for us, it's been great. We love that, like, to have people from Australia, France, Italy, Portugal, Central and South America joining us. That's who so would cool. normally never get to see Washboard Live.
Yet, until your world domination tour.
That's right.
Come on.
Right. Until then, it's TikTok and live from the mountain.
Yeah, that is so cool. And yeah, I know your fans absolutely loved it. And I got to tell you that this Everbound for Your Town tour that you guys are kicking off here in Prince Albert, your fans are pretty pumped about that too.
I'm sitting like 2 feet from the bag I've been packing for the last 2 weeks because I just want to go.
Yeah, just go.
So I'm so excited to be headed out and being playing in front of real people and not a laptop.
Yeah, right.
You know, this tour was conceived with the idea that, look, we're going to be at a whole lot of festivals next summer. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole lot of towns that we've never had a chance to actually get to and play. Smaller places, places that are maybe a little bit further out than the big cities. And we really, you know, told our team that we want to get out and play for all the people who've been so supportive of us that haven't seen us in their hometown. So please build us a tour that allows us to get out and be face to face with more people than we've ever been able to before in places that we've never been. So that's what this tour is all about.
That's very cool. And they definitely did their job on this one. This is awesome. So first show out of the gate. Kicking off a new tour, what can your fans expect on stage next Thursday?
If you've never been to a Washboard show before, you might as well get ready to call in sick for work the next day because you're going to have no voice left. You've been to our show.
I can attest to that.
It's a big sing-along.
Yeah.
That you know, invisible boundary between stage and crowd, it disappears in the first 3 seconds. Mm-hmm. And it's just a sing-along. And if you walk out and feel, you know, slightly better than you did before, we hope we can give you that. And that's what the Washboard shows are all about. They're a great break, and we could all use one, God knows, right now. So come out, sing your heart out. You're going to hear songs from us that you probably haven't heard before live on stage. You're going to hear some really cool acoustic songs. You're going to hear all your favorites from Washboard, and we're just so excited to bring it to the stage.
That is so exciting. And I'll tell you, I probably won't take Friday off just so people can hear what my voice sounds like the next day, and they'll know.
Even better.
I'll make it to work at 6 a.m. I might not feel so great, but I'll be good.
No, totally. And we're so glad the PA is the first stop. It's going to be so much fun.
Us too, Chris. Well, we can't wait to see you next week, the 5th of November at the EA Rawlinson Center. Thank you again so much for chatting this morning and looking forward to the big show.
Oh, us too. Can't wait to see you guys.